Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2571. 5 Ways to Involve Kids in the Family Budget by Chelsea of SmartMoneyMamas.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 5 Ways to Involve Kids in the Family Budget by Chelsea of SmartMoneyMamas.com. Teaching our children solid financial values, especially when we don't feel like we always have them ourselves, is a major challenge for a lot of families. It can be difficult to know what information is age appropriate, where to start, and how to answer the tough questions kids are so good at asking. So, to make the process a little easier, here are 5 quick ways to involve your kids in the family budget. Why involve kids in the family budget? Children have an incredibly difficult time learning by lecture, especially when it comes to money. In a time of credit and debit cards, money has become an even more abstract concept than it was when we were kids. That has made money confusing and mysterious to adults, never mind young kids. The best way to involve your children in the family budget are going to be any methods that get them physically involved. For children, if they feel like a valued member of the conversation and can see and touch your family goals, the lesson is much more likely to sink in. Remember that the default setting for all growing minds is monkey see, monkey do. If we discuss money with our children inconsistently or make it clear that it is an uncomfortable subject for us, the first financial lesson our kids will learn is that money is mysterious and scary. Your 5-year-old doesn't need to know exactly how much money mommy and daddy make. It won't make any sense to them anyway, but they are prepared for more than you think. 5 ways to involve kids in the family budget. Number 1, use cash. Credit cards, if you pay off your full balance every month, are an awesome, convenient tool. But to young kids, it seems like you have a magical card in your wallet that lets you buy whatever you want. Pick at least 1 regular expense, like groceries, takeout, or toys, and determine to use cash for those expenses. Let your child see what $100 is, how much it buys, and how long it has to last. Make money real to them. Number 2, entertainment. At the beginning of the month, tell your kids how much money you have for entertainment expenses, like the movies, mini golf, and new board games. Brainstorm as a family which things you want to do, discussing price and value. If your daughter wants to go to the movies, tell her for the price of a night at the movies, you could do 2 in-home movie nights with pizza and let her choose which she prefers. Fully understanding the idea of opportunity cost from a young age will help her make smarter financial decisions as an adult. Number 3, savings chart. Set a fun family goal like that big trip to Disney and keep a savings progress chart in your home. Each week or month, check in on your budget and let your kids color in more of the chart. This comes back to making money tangible. When you're making discretionary spending decisions as a family, show young kids where abstaining from an expense and saving instead could put them. Note, considering the future is really hard for kids. So don't make the savings chart about guilt or deprivation, but celebration and options. If you decide to give them the choice to go to the movies today or put $50 in the Disney savings, most kids are going to choose the movies. If they don't, dance that kid around the living room. But if you give them the choice between going to the movies or renting a movie at home and putting $45 towards Disney, most kids will choose the option where they perceive they're getting two things. Congratulate them when they make smart choices and always appreciate their effort and thoughtfulness. Number four, clipping coupons. This is one my mom used to do with me, and I still remember it so clearly. She would make her shopping list and flip through the paper and weekly grocery circular, checking off which coupons she needed. Then she would hand the papers off to me and I would cut them out for her. Any coupons we used at the grocery store, we split the savings. And I always wanted to help mom find more coupons and remind her to use them. Today, many families use apps like Ibotta to get cash back on groceries, but you can still put your child in charge of watching the ads and completing the little quizzes to redeem each offer. They can even be in charge of scanning the product barcodes and taking a photo of your receipt. Number five, comparison shopping. Bring your young kids grocery shopping and give them a budget as you look for each item. Let them search the shelf for the best options. If you have $20 for fruit this week, show them how many apples that is versus how many blueberries and let them help you decide. When shopping for bigger items, explain the difference in the prices and what that saved money could buy you in the future. You just listened to the post titled Five Ways to Involve Kids in the Family Budget by Chelsea of SmartMoneyMamas.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. This article made me think of a recent article that I narrated from Jamila over at Journey to Launch, who talked about buying her first house in her early 20s. That was possible for her because she learned when she was a kid to save a portion of any money she made, no matter how small. I think this is one of the most important lessons to learn when you're young, because saving is simply a habit. And if you don't instill that habit early, it's harder to learn it later. I'm a great example of this. I used to think that I would save one day when I was making more money. But this is simply an illusion. It's like telling yourself that you'll work out one day when you have more energy and time. If you're not saving now, you're unlikely to save later because you haven't built the habit. And if you're not willing to do it now, what makes you think you'll be willing to do it later? I also think that many of these tips for kids apply to adults as well. I really like the savings chart idea, as a visual cue can help keep you motivated towards a savings goal. This also works well when getting out of debt. I personally used a debt reduction calculator that outlined a detailed payment schedule, and every time I opened the spreadsheet, I got to see my progress and recommit to my debt-free goal. And that should do it for today. Have a happy New Year's Eve. And I'll see you again tomorrow and in the new year with more content and where your optimal life awaits.